Nesechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Pei Dalad, last line of Daf Pei Gimel Beis, and the Gemara just completed telling us a story about Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who was appointed by the king to investigate crimes and arrest ganavim and list him. And the Gemara continues, Va'afra Bishmol Reb Yesi, Motokai Maisel Yadei, and a similar story happened Rabbi Bishmol Reb Yesi, and he was also appointed by the king to investigate crimes and arrest ganavim and list him. And the Gemara continues on Daf Pei Dalad and Alef, Pogabe Elio, and Elio and Novi met up with Rabbi and Elio said to Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi the same thing that Rabbi Shua ben Kocha told his Talmud Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and he said to him, until what point will you give over the people of Klal Yisrael for death and you will give them over for execution to the government? Even though Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon responded to Rabbi Shua ben Kocha that koitzim ani mechal v'bein akramim, however Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi responded to Elio in a similar way that the original officer responded to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and he said, Ma Evid, Harmon and Demalku, what should I do? This is the ruling of the king, and I have to listen. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, Avuch, Arak, Lasya, Ata, Reik, Lutkya. Well, Yo responded to Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi that you do have a choice, as your father Reb Yesi ran away to Asya, and you should run away to Lutkya. Ian Yaakov explains that when the Gemara stated, V'afra Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi, Matakai, Maisli, Yodei, it was the exact same story as by Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. All the details are the same, and he was also very heavy, and like Rashi said on that Pegim of Beis, Binigay Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Lefi Yishol Baal Basa Hoya Ma'id, Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi was also very heavy, and therefore the Gemara continues, Kevin Mikloy, Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Bahadi Adadi, when Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon would meet each other and would face each other face to face, have a aisle back with a turi, Bainai of Eloy Avin Nagabu, and because there was so much space between them, because they were both so heavy, therefore a pair of oxen were able to walk between them, and it wouldn't touch either one of them. The Gemara tells us, Amr and a non-Jewish noblewoman said to Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that your children must not be yours as you're too heavy, and therefore how is it possible they had beer with your wives? As Rashi says, and Amulah, so they responded to her, you should know that our wives are heavier than us, and as Rashi says, and the Gemara continues, and some agrees, Amulahen, so she said to them, if your wives are also that heavy, then certainly these children are not yours, and it must be they had beer with someone else. The Gemara continues, Ike de Amri, that some say that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi responded to her as follows, that Hachi Amri law, based on the Pasuk and Shoeftim, ki ke'ish gvi rasai, the person's Eva Tashmish is as large as the person himself, and since they were very large, therefore the Eva Tashmish was also very large, and therefore their children were theirs. And Ike de Amri and others say, Hachi Amri law, that this is what they responded to, Ahava and because of the great love between us and our wife, therefore it pushes down to Basar and we're able to have beer. Rashi brings a second shot that when they said to her, Shalahan, Gadol Mishalanu, Zok Rashi, Taiva Shal Ishim, Rubim Shal Ish, that the desire of a woman is greater than her husband, and therefore she said back to them, Kolshkin Shetavasim Ruba, since her Taiva is great, for Incham Niskoklan, and it's impossible for you to have beer, Vinavelis Lachirim, and therefore it must be to have beer with others. And they responded, Ahavadechekse Basar, Umitech Shavasim Ruba. The Gemara continues and asks, and why is it that they even respond to her, and why did they take her question seriously? But the Pasuk teaches us in Mishlei, that a person should not respond to a fool, and why did they respond to her at all? And the Gemara answers, as since she made a comment regarding their children, therefore they had to respond in order to make sure that people don't start rumors about their children. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Echlan tells us, states, did the knee or the elbow of a person which is rounded and and that's where they would check out a person that's very fat and heavy, and he says that Rashi Pshat that we will mention in a minute is not correct at all. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down that the Lashon Evirea is referring to a person's food, and therefore Rabbi Yechon was saying that the food of Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi was an amount that would fill up a large pitcher of 9 kavin. However, as we will see from Tesis, that the Lashon Evirea is going back on the Eva Tashmish of a person. This would make sense based on the Smichas HaGemara, as the Gemara just stated, Ikid Amri Hachi Amrula Kika Ishkru Rasai, and therefore we're talking about the Eva Tashmish of Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and therefore Rabbi Yechon tells us that the Eva Tashmish of Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yesi was as large as a pitcher that hold 9 kavin. And Amr Rapapa tells us, Evirea Rabbi Yechon, kechemes bas chamisha kabin, then we know Rabbi Yechon was a bal basa, and therefore his eva tashmish was as large as a pitcher that holds five kabin. For Amilon, some say bas shleisha kabin. Rabbi Yechon spoke about the eva Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Papa now spoke about the eva Rabbi Yechon, and now the Gemara tells us Rabbi Papa gufei and the eva tashmish of Rabbi Papa himself is ki dekari da panoi, that it was the size of the basket that's produced in that panoi, based on a Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Baskets were able to hold six kav. That the reason why the Gemara speaks about the size of the Eva Tashmish in order not to create any rumors about the children of people that are very large and are very heavy. The Gemara continues that we just mentioned Rabbi Yechon was a Baal Basa, and therefore the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon said, that I am what's left from the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells us, someone wants to understand the beauty of Rabbi Yechon. Nasi kasa de kaspa michisalki v'nimle partzida roimna sumka v'nahadle kli levada sumka lepume v'noisve ben shimshil tula ha'huzaru in shifrid Rabbi Yechon, that he should bring a new silver cup that was just produced by the silversmith and fill it up with seeds of a red pomegranate and crown it with red roses. You should then place this cup between an area that is sunny and a shady area, and the shine that you see is me'in the beauty of Rabbi Yechon. The Ben Yehuda explains that the reason why you place the cup in the sunny area and that's next to a shady area is because you want the shine to reflect onto the area of shade, and this way you're able to see how much of reflection that comes off that cup, and the beauty of Rabbi Yechon is similar to that reflection. I in the second tesis on the Amid of Rabbi Yechon, another shtari mishafir yishlayim, Rabbi Yechon achar churban habihoy, Rabbi Yechon lived many years after the churban, el klei mishtari mishpachtam, ulufishi hiska Rabbi Yechon shayim mishunam mishabani odom bedova echod, hiska gam shayim mishunam biyofi ayin sham. More continues that how could it be Rabbi Yechon said, but we learned through previously, Shufter Rav Kahana main Shufter Rav Avo, the beauty of Rav Kahana was similar to the beauty of Rav Avo. Shufter Rav Avo, the beauty of Rav Avo was main Shufter Yaakov Avinu, was similar to the Shufter of Yaakov Avinu, and Shufter Yaakov Avinu, and the beauty of Yaakov was main Shufter of Adam Rishon, was similar to the beauty of Adam Rishon, v'ezu Rav Yechon like a Choshev, and we don't mention Rav Yechon at all. And the Gemara answers, Shani Rav Yechon, to have Panam Havile, that even though Rav Yechon was very beautiful, but the Maisi, he didn't have a beard, and therefore he's not listed among this group. Gemara continues with the Gemara that we had previously in Masechtas Brachos on Daf Chaf, and the Gemara states, Rabbi Yechon have a ozel v'yosef ashari tefillah. Rabbi Yechon used to go and sit by the gate of the mikvah where women would go and betovel themselves. Amak he sulkim b'neis yisrael mitfilas mitzvah lifku bi. He said that the reason why I'm sitting here is in order that the women that come out of the mikvah will actually meet me first if they will conceive on that night. Kehechad l'havelu b'nei shafiri kavase egemiru reise kavase, and this way they'll have beautiful children like me, and they'll also have children that talmidei chachamim, and they'll be able to learn Torah just like me. The Gemara tells us, Amar le Rabbanan, so Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yechon, Lei mistafi ma'ar me'inu bisha, are you not worried from an ayin hara? Amar lehu, and he said to them, Ano mizar di Yosef kasina, I am from the children of Yosef at tzaddik, lo shalto be'inu bisha, and ayin hara is not shalit on the children of Yosef at tzaddik. Dechsev, as the Pasuk tells us, by Bechaz Yaakov in Parsh Vayichi, Ben Peres Yosef, Ben Peres Ali Oyin, and Yaakov said that Yosef is a graceful son with a lot of chayin, and he's a graceful son that it has beauty to everyone's eyes. Amar Ravo, and Ravo taught us, Al tikri ali ayin, ela oyli ayin, and as Rashi says, that he's oyli lumayla min ayin, vihim mata, that he goes above the eye, and they are below him, she ain't yachil lishlepen, and ayin hara has no power over the children of Yosef at Tzaddik. And Rashi mesechtes brachas on dafnun hay states, shalitin ala ayin, vloya ayin oyli behen, that they're shalit on their eyes, and an ayin hara has no power over the children of Yosef. And the Gemara continues with another makar, that ayin hara is not shalit on the children of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Abchina Amim Hacha, as the Pasuk says in Vayichi, by Birchis Yaakov to Menashe and Ephraim, v'yigul roi b'karav ha'aretz, Yaakov told Menashe and Ephraim, you should multiply amongst the earth, and Yaakov used the Lashon v'yidgu, which is from the Lashon Dogim, and we learn out, ma Dogim shev'yom, ma yim mechasen ha'isam, v'ina ayin sheletes ben, avzai shel Yosef, ina ayin sheletes ben, that just like fish in the water covers them, and therefore the ayin can't see them, and therefore they're not shayach to ayin hara, and similarly an ayin hara have no shlita over Yosef at Tzaddik and his children. And Ayin Tezi Dinu Maschel Yosef Ashari Tefillah. Tezi is that the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says, Hayman de Pogo Be'issa Be'idin de Salkam in Tefillas Mitzvah, that someone that meets a woman at the time that she's coming back from Tefillas Mitzvahs, Achsele Ruach Sununim, then Ruach of Znus comes over him, and L'chiro, how could Rabbi Yechon put himself in that matzv? And Tezi says, Hanyu Kesha Pegeya Ba, that's when you meet her. However, Rabbi Yechon Shay Yeshiv Sham Bekeba Ein Zubekiya, however, Rabbi Yechon was already sitting there and he had a kfias in that spot, that's not considered a pegiya. idea, and therefore this member doesn't apply to Rabbi Yochanan. And Taisa continues with the second teretz, Inami Hasan over there, Shepegeya Kesha'ilu Ba'id Aruma Min Anar. We're talking about a scenario where a person meets a woman who's still Aruma when she comes out of Nar from the mikvah. Specifically in that scenario, then we say that Ruach Znunim, that there's a problem of potential Znus. However, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that he saw them after they were already dressed and they were walking back from the mikvah over there, that wasn't a problem. Dvar explains, Hani Mili Be'inish Da'alma V'loik Rabbi Yochanan She Yitzur B'yodai V'dami Alek Kaki Chibari V'zeo Pashut, that Rabbi Yochanan was on a great Maglo, and therefore was similar to the story that we have in Masechtas Ksubas where the Amor lifted up a Kala. He said that she's similar to a white goose, and there's no question of her Avera. There's also a Gemara in Masechtas Tainis that tells us that Rabbi Yochanan had long eyelashes. The only way that he was able to see is if people lifted up his eyelashes, and therefore there was no problem of him having any hira avera, as he couldn't see these women and he just was there in order that the women should see him. And certainly the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim wouldn't apply to Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't actually look at these women. And the Gemara continues, Yom Echad Avakasachi Rabbi Yochanan Biyardena, that one day Rabbi Yochanan was bathing in the Yarden in the Jordan River, Chazi Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish saw him. And Rashi says that at that time Reish Lakish was a bandit, and therefore it seems Reish Lakish wanted to rob him, Vishavul Yardena Basrei, and he jumped into the Yarden and he went after Rabbi Yochanan. And some explain that since Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard, Reish Lakish actually thought that he was a woman, and therefore he ran after him based on his taiva. And Amalei Chilech L'Raiso, when Rabbi Yochanan saw the power that Reish Lakish had, and he jumped into the river, so he said that your power should be used for Torah. And as Rashi says, Kama Kechacha Yofa Lizbal Al Torah. And Amalei and Reish Lakish responded to Rabbi Yochanan, Shufrich L'Nashi, that your beauty really should go to women, and your beauty is wasted on a man. And Amalei and Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish, Ihadrisbach Yavin Lach Achresi, the Shafiri Minoi, that if you will be chayza and you'll do tshuva, then I will allow you to marry my sister who is even more beautiful than me. And Kabbalah and Reish Lakish will Kabbalah himself to be chayza and to actually learn Torah. And ultimately, as we will see, he married Rabbi Yochanan's sister, and at that point, once he was in Kabbalah himself to all of Torah, he wanted to go back and jump and get his clothing, and he didn't have the koyach to do so. As Rashi says, because Torah mateshes koyach shel Adam, and the Gemara tells us that Kray didn't learn Torah, Vastei learned Mishnah, Vishavi gav Rabbah, and Reish Lakish became a great Talmud Chacham. Yom Echad HaMiflugei BeMedrasha, one day they were arguing in the Beis Medrash, and they were learning the Mishnah Maseches Kelim that says Asayif Asakin VaPigoyim VaReimechu Magal Yadu Magal Katzah Me'im Asay Mekablan Tuma. They were discussing various instruments as to when they will be Mekabel Tuma, and they were discussing a sword, a knife, a double-edged sword, a spear, a hand sickle, and a sickle that's used for harvesting. It was understood, and everyone agreed that the time that it's Mekabel Tuma is Mishas Gemar Melachton, is once it's completed Keli. And they had a Shailu Me'im Asay Gemar Melachton, and when is it considered that it's completed Keli? And Beichon Oma Mishi Yitzaf Mekivshon, and Beichon says once you harden it in a furnace, and Reish Lakish Oma Mishi Yitzach Sechon B'mayim, and Reish Lakish Agar Rabbi Yochanan, and he said once you wash it, once you rinse it in water, and that actually hardens the iron even more. And Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Listar B'listar Yusar Yada, that since you are a bandit, therefore you understand your trade, therefore you know when these instruments that are used by bandits are considered a completed item. Ben Yada points out that certainly Rabbi Yochanan was not trying to make Reish Lakish feel bad, as we notice in Issa V'Inaz Tvarim. However, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that we're going to pass like you and be mivatel my das to you, because you actually should know these things, since at one point you were a bandit and therefore you have better knowledge than me. Maaseh Reish Lakish did not understand that this is what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, and therefore Amalei Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Umay honestly, so what benefit did I have that I became a Talmud Chacham as Hasan Rabbi Karili and Hakar Rabbi Karili, as when I was a bandit they called me their Rebbe and I was the master of the bandits, and at this point I'm also called Rebbe and I didn't have any gain and there was no change in my status." So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan responded, "Hanoylach, that certainly benefited you, that Kriyvenach Tachas Kamvei Shchina, that I brought you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and underneath the wings of the Shchina." Some actually explain the words of my honestly as a Lashon of a Nas Tvarim, and the Gemara tells us that because of the words of Reish Lakish, Cholosh died to Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan felt bad, and Cholosh Reish Lakish, and therefore Reish Lakish had a inish that he got sick. Asay Achte Kabachya, the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, who is now the wife of Reish Lakish, was crying and Amulei, and she said to Rabbi Yochanan, Asrei Vishpil Bonai, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on Reish Lakish because of my children that will be Yisaimim. And Amulei, and he responded to her and quoted a pasuk in Yirmiyah, as the pasuk says, Azva Yisaimecha Ani Achaya, that you should leave Yisaimim and I will keep them alive. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Davia Yisaimim. And then she said, Asrei Bishvil Amunaisai, you should daven to Hashem that Reish Lakish should be better because I will be an Almana. And Amulei and Rabbi Yochanan once again responded from the end of the pasuk in Yirmiyah, and he said that the pasuk says, Da'amunusecha Alay Tiftachu, and Yamanesh should have bitachin in me, and they should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Gemara tells us, Nach Nasher Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish died, Vavakam Star Rabbi Yechon Basrei Tuva, and Rabbi Yechon felt very bad, Amar Rabbanon, Man Leiz Leis Ludaite, and Rabbanon said that who will go and make Rabbi Yechon feel better? Nezer Rabbi Lezer Ben Pidas, the Mechad Ben Shemaitzei, and they said Rabbi Lezer Ben Pidas should be the one that goes, because he's very sharp, and he'll be able to discuss learning with Rabbi Yechon. Also Yosef Kamei, so Rabbi Lezer Ben Pidas went and sat in front of Rabbi Yechon, Kol Milsadav Amar Rabbi Yechon, any time Rabbi Yechon said something, Omalei, Tani the Messiah, so Rabbi Lezer Ben Pidas put a Mariah from a Braisa, and Omar and Rabbi Yechon said about Rabbi Lezer Ben Pidas, at Kabbalah Kisha, you think that your replacement for Reish Lakish, by Lakisha, ki have a mina milsa, whenever I said anything to Reish Lakish, have him actually estimate about Kishia, so Omar Fakinale, estimate about Pruke, he would ask me 24 questions, and in order to defend my position, I would have to answer him with 24 Tirutim, or Melu Rabbach Shmaitza, and then there was a Rebuy in Kvait Shemayim, the at Amr Tani the Messiah Lach, and every time I say something, you bring a Braisa as a proof, Otlo Yadana, the Shapa Kamina, do you think I said something I didn't think I was saying the right thing? Of course I understood that was the right thing, and I probably even knew that Braisa. And at that point, Reish Lakish was a Talmud Chavar Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon still felt very bad. I have a Ka'azal V'Karimani V'Kabachi, that Rabbi Yechon was going, and he ripped his clothing and was crying, but Amen, he said, Hecha at Balakisha, Hecha at Balakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? Where are you, Reish Lakish? I have a Ka'atzavach at the Shaf Daitimine, and he was screaming so much until he lost his mind, and Bo Rabban Rachmi Alev and Nach Nafshe, and Rabbanon felt so bad for Rabbi Yechon that they daven for Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was Nifta, and Ayin and Ben Yoda, that how could it be that Rabbanon daven that Rabbi Yechon should die, and Ayin Sham how he explains it, but it could be that the Gemara doesn't say that they daven that he should die, the Gemara just says, Bo Rabban Rachmi Alev, which seems to say that Rabbanon daven that whatever is supposed to happen to Rabbi Yechon should happen, and the best thing should occur, and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the best thing was that Rabbi Yechon should die, v'nach nafshe. And we explain our Gemara that at the point that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish first met, Reish Lakish was an Amoritz, and Reish Lakish was a Chayz B'tshuva completely, and it's mashma like that from the Gemara, as the Gemara says, Akrei v'esnei v'shavi gar rabba, they started from Kriya, and he started from Torah. However, Ayin Taisis, Dibu Masnali Hadrusbach, Mikan Om Rabbi Yontam, Reish Lakish B'tchilo Yod Habe, Rabbi Yontam said that really Reish Lakish knew how to learn, and he knew a lot, Elisha Parak Oil Torah, the Lamaisi went off to Derech, v'nasam Arts, v'osik B'listiyais, and then he was Isaac and Listias, Midakami Hadrusbach, Mashmalias Kibitchila. It's Mashman that originally he was a Talmud Chacham, and he was saying that you should come back to your original glory and to being a Talmud Chacham. Velatifrik Ol Torah Melecha, Vikami Nami, Mayahanesli, Hasim Karli Rebbe, Klema, Me Kar Nami, Havi Karli Rebbe, that originally I was also called a Rebbe prior to this point, El Sheshachachti, but Lamaisa, I forgot everything that I learned. And Taisa continues, and Asan Rashi, that according to Rashi that explained that when Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechon that Hasim Rebbe Karli, Rabin Shalistim V'Rosh Lahana Yisi, that L'chayra it doesn't make sense, that Reish Lakish would actually think that there's a comparison between being the head of the Listim and being a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore Taisus likes his Pshat better, and Taisus also brings another Raya from Masechta Shabbos to his Pshat, and his Mashpon in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Shekainu Shalim to Rabbi Yechon, Lom Makirim, and prior to Reish Lakish learning from Rabbi Yechon, he learned from other people as well. Ayin Ben Yadu, he asked on the Pshat of Taisus, that L'chayra the Lashon of our Gemara that says, Hasim V'Hacha doesn't make sense, and really the Gemara said, Meikar Karli Rebbe, Vahash Nami Karli Rebbe. We continue on that Pedalon Beis, and the Gemara goes back to the original story that we mentioned about Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon, that Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon was working for the government, and he was in charge of investigating criminals and arresting Ganovim and Listim. And we previously saw on that Pedalon Beis that Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon was concerned that he may be causing problems for Tzadikim. Potentially, the government was arresting even those people that were Tzadikim, and maybe he was mistaken when he decided that they were Ganovim, even though Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon stated, Mas Veke Shalachem Kach, Vadoy Shalachem, Alachas Kam Vakamba, and he stated, Muftach Hanei Bechem, She'im Rima Vaseleh, Shalatz Bechem, and then the Gemara stated, Bafi Lohachi, Loi Meis Vidaite, and the Gemara told us how they tested his fat in order to prove that they wouldn't rot. Lamaisa, as we will see, Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon still thought that he needed some sort of a kapara in this world, and he tried to cleanse himself for Elam Haba, and the Ein Yaakov says that this story that the Gemara will now mention actually occurred before they tested his fat, as the Gemara stated on that Pei Gimel Beis. And our Gemara continues, Bafi Lohachi, and Kabbalah Yisuri, that Lamaisa Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon was still concerned that he needed kapara, and therefore he was Kabbalah himself to have Yisurin. And Rashi states, Lo Samach Daite Ahachi Milvakish Rachim Mechilah BeYisurin Shem Achotab Echem Natzadikim. As we explained, Lamaisa Rabbi Elazar Ben Shimon developed shchin and developed boils and sores. And at night there would be a lot of blood and a lot of pus that was oozing from these boils and sores. And the Gemara tells us, Beorto Have Meichle Shisa Namti and Letzafra Nagdim Tusei Shisa Meshichli Dama V'Chiva. That at night they would would fold 60 pieces of felt underneath Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in order to absorb all the blood and pus, and in the morning they would remove 60 small containers of blood and pus by squeezing out these pieces of felt. The Gemara tells us Lamacha of the late Debisu Shisim Minin Lafta the Achluhu Bari, that every morning his wife would make him 60 different types of fig dishes, and he would eat it and feel better, and this way he was able to learn during the day. That his wife would not let him go to the Beis Medrash, as she didn't want him to go in public, as Rabbanon were very angry at him because some of the people that he caused to be arrested, relatives of these Talmidei Chacham and the Rabbanon, and therefore they would scream at him and make him problems, and those Yisurim would cause him a lot of anguish, and that would potentially cause him even greater pain, and he would have even greater shchin and more boils and sores. Some explain that they would mamish push him around, and Bo'ota Omelahu, and at night he would say to his boils and sores, Achai V'reo Boyu, that my friends and my brothers, you should come and you should give me tzar, as this will be a kapara for me. And B'tzafra Omelahu Zilu, however, in the morning, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say to his boils that he should leave him and play Bittul Torah, because he wanted to make sure they could learn Torah. As Rashi points out, that even though his wife did not let him go to the Beis Medrash, however, he would learn Torah constantly in his home. The Gemara tells us, one day his wife heard him saying to the boils that they should come. Amalein, she said to him, so I see that you're causing all this pain on yourself and self-inflicted, and Kalisa Mami shall base Abba, and you cause that all the money that I brought in from my father's house should be depleted. As Lamaisa, I had to make you all of this food, and you're also using a lot of our materials and a lot of begadim to soak up and to absorb all the blood and pus. And the Gemara tells us, Imarda and Azla base Nasha, because of this, she rebelled against him and she went back to her father's house. The Gemara tells us that even though she left Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon by himself, Salika Vasu Hanach Shisin Sapanoi, Ayle Shisin Avde Kinikita Shisin Anaki, Vaudle Shisin Minin Lafta Vahlu, that there was a ship with 60 sailors that was traveling, and as Rashi brings down, and they got into trouble where there was a storm, and they davened that they should be saved in the schus of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and Lamaisa they were saved, and therefore they wanted to repay the favor, and they brought him 60 Avadim, and the 60 Avadim had 60 wallets, and they had money that they gave to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon as a gift, and they also prepared 60 types of food which were made from figs, and therefore they actually replaced everything that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon caused his wife to lose. And even though Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's wife left him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misaveb that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon should be taken care of. And Yom Echad Amar Lei Labate, one day the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said to his daughter, Zili Baki Bavuch Maika Oved HaIdna, go and check on your father and see what he's doing today and see how he's doing today. And Asya and his daughter went on Amar La, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said to Zili Amri Leimech, go and tell your mother Shalanu Galdu B'Shalem, that I received all this wealth and now I have more wealth than her father's house had at all. Kari Nafshei, and Rabbi Elazar applied to himself the Pasuk of Mishlei that states, Heisukani Yasecha Mimecher Tavi Lachma, that the Torah is like the ship of merchants who bring food and merchandise from faraway places. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon applied the Pasuk that B'schus of the Torah, even if a person doesn't have food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send a ship from a faraway place in order to bring him food. And as we know, this entire parak of Eishes Chayil refers to the Torah and also refers to a woman and to a wife. It could be that the limud from this Gemara is that a woman has a choice. Either she could take care of a husband that's learning Torah, and that will be a schusfar, or if she doesn't do that, he will still have the mezonos from some other place, and she won't receive that schus. The way to translate this parak is in our hands. The Gemara continues, Achol v'shasi v'bari nafik l'bei midrasha. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon ate and drank, and he got better, and then he went out to the Beis Medrash, Aisel Kamei Shisim Mini Dama. So they brought in front of him 60 different questions as far as Dam Nidais. He looked at all these Marius and Tarinu, and he was Matara all of them, and he determined that all 60 were not the color of the Dam Nidais that are Tamei. And the Gemara tells us, Have come Rani Rabbanon Va'amri Salkadaitach Lesbu Chad Safik, and the Rabbanon were talking about Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and he said, could it be that there wasn't even one of these that were a Safik, and he was able to be Matara all 60? And Amalu, and he said to them, Im Kamaisihu, if it's true, and what I said is actually factual, you Kulum Zacharim, then all these women should actually become pregnant, and all the children that they will have should be males, and they should all have sons. Vim lav tehina keva achas beinayim. And if I was wrong with any of them, then one of the children should be in a keva. The Gemara tells us how you kulum zecharim, that ultimately all the children that were born were males and were sons. Vasikulu alaza al shmei. And all these women called their sons alaza, and they named their sons after Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And the Mefarshim explained that even though the Gemara says it was 60, however, this is a guzma ba'alma, was really less than that, but this is the derech of the shas, that when we have a lot of items, then we use a lashon shisin. The Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe stated, Kama Piri Rivya, Bitlo Vishah, Zumi Yisrael, that because of the Gzeira of the Melech, and that the Melech forced Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon to become the officer of the king, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was busy, and therefore he didn't have time to look at Maris. Therefore, people actually had a suffix as to if this woman was Tar or Tame. That caused that women weren't able to have relationships with their husbands, and it caused a bitl of Perivirivya. Rashi brings two pshatim. The first is, as we explained, Risha Zum, Malchus Risha, Shiminaso, Taipis Ganavim, Vlay Bala Bis Medrish Tamid, Laharis Loya Nashim as Daman, Lishnachrinal, Ishtai, Shikvasim, Milava Labis Medrish, Shanim Rabbis, and is referring to the wife of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, and because of his boils for many years, she wouldn't let Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon go to the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara tells us that even after all of these maaseis, the Rabbanan still didn't really accept Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon back into the group. And therefore, so Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon said to his wife that I know the Rabbanan are very angry at me because I caused pain to their relatives, and therefore they won't be metapel properly with me, and they won't give me the proper covet. And as the Ben Yehuda says, they won't allow me to be buried together with my father, Rabbi Shimon Bayechai, and therefore put me into your attic, and you shouldn't be scared, as I won't decay, and my body won't rot, and I won't decompose. And the Gemara tells us, Amrav Shmuel ben Achmani, Ishtoyli imed Rabbi Nisan, Vishtoyla de Bisud Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, that it was told to me by the mother of Rabbi Nisan, and this was told to her by the wife of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, that Leipachas mitamni sari v'lei tafi me'asun train shnin, ugnisa belisa, that I actually kept my husband after he died for 18 or 22 years in my attic. Body didn't compose, and ki havis liplem anani le b'mazya, and I would go up to the attic to check on him. I would examine his hair, ki havi mishtamta b'nosimine hava asidama. When any hair of his head fell out, then blood would actually come out of that area, and he was actually still bleeding. His body was as fresh as the day he died. She continued and said, yei mechad chazoi richasha de kanafik ma'une and cholosh datoi, that one day that I saw that a worm was coming out of his ear, and therefore I felt bad, as I thought that his body started to decompose, and his chazil b'chalmo, and he came to me in a dream. But Amalini said, loy midihu, you shouldn't be concerned at all. And the only reason that this occurred is because yoy mechad sham b'zulus to b'sur m'rabana v'loy mechay k'dabayili. As one time I heard someone saying something derogatory about a Talmid Chacham, and I wasn't meicha like it was proper for me to do. Mashman or Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon was actually meicha, but he wasn't meicha k'dabayili, and he didn't give enough musar. Gemara continues, k'av also beitrei l'dina, when two people had a din teira, have a kaima or baba, they would go next to the door of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, amma ma milsei or ma milsei, and each one would say over the tainus, and not to call me loss of Omar, and a call would come out of the attic of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon and would say, ish plain at the chayev, ish plain at the zakai, that this person is the one that's chayev, and this one is the person that's innocent. The Gemara tells us the end of the story, yom echad had kaminsa de bisu bahadi shivavta. One time, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon's wife was fighting with her neighbor, amrula tehei kabaila, and the neighbor said to the wife of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, you should be like your husband, shall you need to look kfura, and you won't be zeicha to kfura. Amrabanan, Rabbanan said, kuli hai, vadi levarich era. Certainly, it's not proper for him to have this bizayin, and therefore they said that we have to go and bury Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others say, Rabbi Shimon Bayechai is chazalu b'chalma. Rabbi Shimon Bayechai actually came to Rabbanan in a dream, and Amaluni said to them, pray to Achas Yeshle Beinechem, Viatim Reitzel Lavia Esli, I have one bird that's amongst you, and you don't want to bring him to me, and I want you to bury Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon next to me and next to Rabbi Shimon Bayechai. The Gemara continues, Azra Rabbanan Lasuka Bayi Leshafku B'neach Biraya, the Kol Shni, the Habanayim, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon Bayilase, Lesol Chayra, the Masayu. Rabbanan wanted to come and bury Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, but the people of the city of Achbaraya, which was right next to the city of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, would not allow them, because the entire time Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon was dead and was in the attic that was in this town, was a special bracha that was found in the town. Not a single wild animal would roam in this town. Some explained that this was a simon that Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon actually did not put anyone that was innocent into jail, and because the Gemara beforehand said Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon said to the original officer that Lemaisa, how could you go and find the people that are thieves if the pasuk compares them to a chaya? Therefore, the chayas rois were not able to come into the area of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon as a simon that he never had an issue where he put a tzaddik into jail and he caused a tzaddik and a tzar. The Gemara continued that ultimately had Rabbanan bury Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, yom echad mal yom dekpur haver, that one day was Erev Yom Kippur, have a treaty, so the people were very tired, and these people of Achbaraya were very tired, shod Rabbanan bnei Biri, and therefore Rabbanan said to the people of Biri, which was a neighboring town, vaskul la'asei, and they took the mita of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, vamtu l'matar davua, and they brought it to the ma'ara of his father, and they brought it to Rabbi Shimon b'yichayis keva, ashkul la'achnar hodl ma'ara, and they found a large snake that was circling around the ma'ara and around the cave of Rabbi Shimon b'yichay, and the Gemara tells us, Amulah, the Chacham said to the snake, achna achna pischi picha v'yikonis ben etzel aviv, that you should open up your mouth and you should let go of your tail, and that is how a snake coils itself very tightly around something by putting its tail into its mouth, and you should release yourself and you should allow Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon to go next next to his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Gemara tells us, Pasachlu, that it opened its mouth, and they were able to bury Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara continues, Sholach Rabbi Ladav B'Ishtoi, that after Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon died, and he was buried, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi sent a message to the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that he wanted to marry her, and L'chari, it's a bit Sarach Bia, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, where the Gemara actually called her Isha, that why would Rabbi want to marry such a woman? The Gemara states, Sholcholei, she sent back to him, Klishan Ishtamish Bay Kodesh, Ishtamish Bay Chol, do you think it's proper that a Kli that had so much Kedusha in it, and it was used for Kedusha because I was married to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, should now be married to someone that's Chol, and someone that's on lower Daga, and I would therefore don't want to get married? The Gemara tells us, Taman Amrin, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a similar saying when talking about a similar idea, Ba'asa Demari Besa Tola Zaina, Kul Baraya, Kul Se Tola. Doesn't make sense that on the same hook that a soldier and the head of his household hangs up his weapons, that is the same place where a lowly shepherd will hang up his stick or his staff, or as Rashi says in other places, his pitcher, and as Rashi says over here, yet that Shayagiba Rogalitlis by Kli Zainoi, Hanobal Arroya Tamil Tola. It could be that the wife of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was actually giving musa to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, with the fact that they were invasive Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and they didn't go and bury him properly, they didn't treat him with the proper respect while he was alive, and Shalach Lo, so Rabbi responded and sent to her, Nihid the Batari Godwin Meni, our Maisin Taivim, me Godwin Meni, although Gabi Tari was greater than me, but in Maisin Taivim he wasn't greater than me, and therefore I am ready to marry you. Once again, it could be they was responding that the Maisin Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon were not proper, as he shouldn't have worked for the government. Shalach Lo, and she responded to him, but if the fact that he was greater than you, Benegei Torah, that I don't know, as I'm not able to say anything about his Torah, but Maisim Yadana, however, I do know about his great Maisim, and I'm sure that those were greater than your Maisim, the Kabbalah Yisuri, because he was Kabbalah himself, such great Yisurim, for all the things that he did, and we see how careful he was as to whom he investigated, as to whom he caused to be arrested. Some explained that she was telling him that I heard that every night he was Kabbalah himself to take on Yisurim, and he said that all my Yisurim should be Mechap on Klai Yisrael, and therefore you see how great his Maisim Tovim were. The Ben Yehuda explains that she was responding to Rebbe and saying that once I know that his Maisim Tovim was so great, therefore it must be that his Torah was even greater than yours because you don't have a Yisurim. And the Pasuk states, Ashrei Hagever Asher Tiyasrenu Kol Mitoraso Talamdenu, and therefore she was proving to him that not only is he greater than you in Maisim Tovim, but he must have been greater than you in Talmud Torah as well. And the Gemara continues, but Torah Mayi, where do we see that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was greater than Rebbe in Torah? The Chavi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Safsalei, Yosef Kamai, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Aaron, that when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the father of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha was sitting on benches together with the elder people in the Beis Medrash and together with Talmid Chachamim, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who was much younger, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was still sitting on the ground as they were still much younger, and Makshu Mufaku and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi were asking questions and they were answering it. Amri, and therefore the Talmid Chachamim said, "They may manu shaysim, we're drinking from their waters and we're learning the Torah, v'him yeshem al gabi kaka, and that's still sitting on the ground, avlu safsla skinu, and they made for them a bench, and they came up onto the bench, and they were able to sit together with the other Talmid Chachamim. When Maaseh, they were very young, and therefore Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was concerned that his son will have an ayin hara, and therefore Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to the Talmid Chachamim, pray the achas yesh li beinechem, that I have one child that's amongst you, and I have one bird that's between you, the atam vaksham of the many, and you want a cord that he should be lost from me, and he should be destroyed based on ayin hara, and therefore achtu l'Rebbe, therefore they sent Rebbe back from the bench, and he went to sit on the ground again, Amar Rabbi Shimon Kacha, so Rabbi Shimon Kacha said regarding this Talmud, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, do you think it's proper that because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's father is here, therefore he should live, but because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's father is not here, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon should not have that tzchus, and he should sit on a bench and have an ayin hara, and he should die? Of course that's not proper. And therefore they sent Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon off the bench, and they put him onto the ground once again. And Cholosh Daiter, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon felt very bad, and the Ben Yehuda explains that the Talmidim that would sit on the ground would not have the ability to speak up and speak to Talmid Chum that was sitting on the Safsalim, and they wouldn't be able to get involved in the Psak Halacha, and therefore Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon felt that the Oilim was missing out from his Torah, and he wasn't able to properly give over his Torah. And Arman, he said, that they placed Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi on the same level as me, certainly I'm greater than Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi in Torah, and he felt that the Ayin Hara would not be shown on him. The Gemara tells us, that until that day, every time Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would say something, so Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would bring a raya to his words, whenever Rabbi would say that I have a response or I have a question, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would say that it must be that your question is going to be as follows, and this is your teretz, and he wouldn't even give Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi the chance to say the question. We see that all your questions are like packages that don't have anything in them, and they're empty packages. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi felt bad. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi went to his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he said, this is what Rabbi Shimon was saying. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to his son, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that you should not feel bad. Shehu Ari Ben Ari, as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is a lion, the son of a lion, as his father was Rabbi Shimon Bar-Yochai, and his father was a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore it wasn't hard for him to become a Talmud Chacham. However, Ata Ari Ben Shuel, you're a lion that comes from the facts. You did not have Schus Avos, and you had to work much harder than Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, you're still on a greater level than Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Before we continue, let's see two Rashi's. Rashi stated that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha was sitting on a bench, and Rashi says Rabban Tu Rabadayu, and there were many Rabbanon together with them, El Shishneim G'dayla Yadar, but we only mentioned them because they were G'dayla Yadar. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha said, Mishayin Lo Av Yomaz, Zokt Rashi in the Baran Amid, the Nach Nafshi to Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Rabbi Shimon Yechai already died, and the Mepharshim asked, Al Lechira, Rabbi Shimon Yechai and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon were together in the Ma'ara for 13 years, and therefore it can't be that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was so young at this point, and he was sitting on the floor, and therefore they explained that Rabbi Shimon Yechai did not yet die, but when it says, Mishayin Lo Av, it means that Rabbi Shimon Yechai was not here, and he wasn't actually in the Beis Medrash at that time to protect his son. The Gemara continues behind the Amar Rebbe, and this is what Rebbe said when he stated Shloisham Rusmehin Be'eluhin, that there are three that were very humble, and these are them: Abba, my father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We continue on that Peheim and Aleph, Bnei Beseira, and the children of Beseira, Yonason Ben Shal, Yonason, who was the son of Shalom Melech. And the Gemara states Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hodamar. We see Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the Nasi, it was very humble based on the fact that he said about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Atari Ben Shul, that you're a lion, the son of a fox, and he called himself a fox. And Bnei Beseira, the Amar, because we learned in Maseches Pesachim, Hayshivu Bereish Minul Nasi Alein, that after there was a Shaila in Eretz Yisrael, as if a person can bring a Karm Pesach on Yudal Nisan when it falls out on Shabbos, and this didn't occur very frequently, and therefore they didn't know the answer. At that point, the Bnei Beseira were in the Siyum in Eretz Yisrael, and they heard about Hillel that he may know the answer, and they brought him from Bavel, and he responded that certainly it's mutter to bring a Karm Pesach on Shabbos that falls out on Yudal Nisan. Because of this story, Bnei Beseira went and made Hillel HaZaken into the Nasi, and of course that went to his children, and that continued for many generations. And finally, Yonason Ben Shaul, the Kamli LeDavid, because Yonason said to David when he was becoming the king, and it says in Shmuel Aleph, Va'ata Timlech Al Yisrael, Va'Nechi Eyo Chal Mishnah, that you will rule over Klal Yisrael, and I will be your second in command. We therefore see that he was a great Onav, and he gave the respect that was due to David, even though he was the son of a king, and really he was next in line. The Gemara continues in Es Memai, how do you see a riot that he was an Onav? Dilma Yonason Ben Shaul, the Chazad the Gara Alma Basa David, and maybe Yonason Ben Shaul said this to David because he was resigned to the fact since the people accepted David HaMelech. And similarly, Bnei Beseira Nami, the Chazal Hill, the Avad of Menayu, and maybe Bnei Beseira also gave over the Nasiyas to Hillel because they saw that Hillel knew a lot more than them, and they knew that if they go to Beis Meresh and they're going to be in the Nasiyim, they'll be embarrassed. As Rashi says, the Chazal Hill, the Avad of Menayu, Malacha Shayin Nishalos Mehenu Beis Meresh, Nal Lamas Mehenu, Baishim Medavar. Because of these questions, the Gemara says, Al Rav Shimon Gamliel, Vade Am Lusin Haya, although we don't have Raya regarding Bnei Beseira and regarding Yonason Ben Shaul, but certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel was very humble by the fact that he called his son on Ari Ben Shul, and we will stop over here.